Welcome to Seeing Into Being Summit, spiritual insights and stories to awaken the golden age in your heart, mind, and daily life.
Sudhadidi, Om Shanti, welcome to this program. Very nice to have you with us today.
Om Shanti, I am very happy to be with all of you. And let's together create a golden age and make it a reality.
That's the idea, and you're talking to the whole Brahmin family, so it's so lovely that we reflect together on, well, the future, because we know we're going to the future new world. We've heard about it. Baba gave us many Murlis with quite many details about certain aspects of the golden age, but it's still sometimes looking like far away for us when we see the big cities and Maya's world and what's going on. At the moment, it seems like there has to be some big change before we go to the golden age. So let me start maybe by asking you, you've been with Baba for a long time, and I was wondering in the early days when this idea of golden age was introduced to you, how did you discover golden age? Did you have any personal trance experience or vision, subtle experiences? How did it work for you in the beginning?
You know that it's actually very interesting with me that when I was a little child, even at that time, I used to always think like this, that why I am born in this world. I used to feel that I am born here by mistake, and actually I should have been born where Krishna was born. Yeah, and I loved Sri Krishna very much. I used to see dreams of playing with Krishna. And, you know, in our home, like in any Hindu family, we had a temple with the images of all gods and goddesses. We were taught to worship all, but from my very heart, I loved Krishna very much. And so therefore, when I was taught about golden age in the center, at that time I was just 14 and a half, and it was nothing, you know, for, so to say, some kind of a imaginary thing. It for me, it was a reality, and it should happen like that. I didn't have any vision, so to say, but I felt it, that it should be like that. It should be like that. And now, whenever I think of golden age, the first thing which comes in front of my mind is the smiling, content, delicate, gentle deities in a beautiful garden with flowers, fountains, birds, etc., etc. You know, I see that very clearly, that will be the golden age. I don't see as much the palaces and the throne, but more I see this, the natural beauty and the natural stage of the deities. And very clearly feel that they understand each other with just drishti. And if at all they utter some words, these words are so soft and so sweet.
But do you sometimes wonder, because this is a beautiful image, I think, that comes to us, and Baba has been describing it, but to stay like this for 2,500 years, this is going to be very long, just to be, you know, just very subtle with just a little smile and drishti. That would be a very, very long drishti for 2,500 years.
No.
What do we do? What's happening over there?
Of course, we will be studying, we will be going to school, you know, in this Pushpak Viman, and there will be business also, not in the sense of like here, but that, as Baba explains, you know, there will be all kinds of activities. Palaces will be built. It is not that they will come up from somewhere from under the earth and so on. So all the activities will be going on, of course, you know. They will not be so much as here, you know, going to see some patient or going to congratulate somebody and so on, because it will be a natural stage of a festivity. And therefore, I think that 2,500 years will pass, you know, it will not be a long time.
No, I think it would be, I think we may not even be aware of the time passing by very much.
Yeah, that is the thing, you know. Like even now when, you know, happy moments always pass very quickly. So it is like a relative thing, and you know, we will not even note down that it is too much, it is prolonging and so on and so on, it will be our natural state.
I think we all have the faith, you know, of that golden age being the future. I think the question is, from seeing into being,
right,
how is it really going to work? Because you've been working on yourself for many, many years. Many of us have been working on ourselves also for many, many years. And we're wondering how our sanskaras, our consciousness is going to be prepared and ready to move into the new world. What's your reading of this, and how do you see yourself moving to the golden age on a spiritual level?
You know that I remember Baba's Murli, you know, and in which Baba said that when people talk of heaven, then they just say when somebody dies that so and so has gone to heaven. But they don't make any effort for that. And you are making efforts for going to heaven. And so since that time, you know, and I am thinking about it, that what exactly are the efforts, particular efforts which are taking us towards golden age. And I come to certain, you know, conclusions at the moment. For example, one of them is, as I feel that the moments in golden age are very soft, very gentle. You don't even listen the voice, you know, there is no sound. And so therefore, if we make this effort of doing everything very softly, very gently, everything, sitting, standing, you know, in a very dignified, very royal way, walking, closing the door, opening the door, putting the things, you know. Even Baba says that the deities don't laugh loudly, you know. So if we bring this aspect of the deity life, you know, now in the Brahman life, we are creating our sanskar. We are creating our sanskar of that gentleness, of that softness. You know, I think that this is one of the preparation for this. And second thing, what I feel is that we are all practicing yoga, right? But yoga is coming close to God, coming close to Baba. And when we come closer and closer to Baba, means we come closer to Him in His qualities, in His sanskars. If one Brahman comes closer, second Brahman comes closer, third Brahman comes closer. So closer and closer to one, this way we come closer to each other. And when we are close to each other, that means we are close to each other in our sanskars, in our qualities. And when we are so close to each other, then it will not take time to understand each other. We'll not need to speak much to understand each other. We'll truly understand with drishti, signal, thoughts, and if at all we will have to speak, we'll have to speak very few words. This is what I feel. So these two kinds of effort, one is at the subtle level, coming close to Baba, and second is in actions, that we bring that gentleness, that softness in our actions, every action, so to say.
Alright. I know you're very close to the daddies, of course, and you've been watching them closely. Is this something you see in them and in their transformation and in their way of growing spiritually as well? Is that something you've been observing in the daddies as well?
I do, you know, many times when I see the photographs, you know, recently I saw a photograph of Didi Manmohini and Dadi Prakashmani. They're both sitting on a bed. It seems that probably Dadi Prakashmani is not physically well and Didi has gone to visit her. But the way they are looking at each other, you know, that lovely smile that is on their faces, it speaks a lot. It speaks a lot. And so this is what I feel from Dadi's, of course. From many times I have seen Dadi Prakashmani and Dadi Gulzar. Now I very many times see Dadi Gulzar and Dadi Janki. And even not only Dadis, when we go to Dadis, you know, Dadi Gulzar, for example, you just sit near her, take that drishti, and you understand so many things from that. So many things. So I think this is actually going to be a reality, when we all begin to practice more and more, more and more, as Baba says, every day, soul consciousness. This is the seed. This is the basis.
And how do you think it's going to happen? Because we look at it in a way that Baba has been coming, of course, over the last 80 years. We've been told a lot, the new, you know, golden age is coming, it's soon, you don't have much time. But still, it's been 80 years that we're preparing for this, and some have been making efforts for decades, and they're not close to the stage we're talking about right now. So how is it going to, what do you think are the yuktis or the ways to go faster so that we do reach that higher state of consciousness and being on time?
You know, Brother Eric, I think that though the Brahmin family talks about golden age a lot, but as probably you said in the very beginning, the question of faith, how much I am truly, truly, you know, convinced inside that I want to prepare for golden age. I want to prepare for golden age. I am determined to do that. I think that this determination has not yet gone deeper in the soul. And this is why we are not so close. This is why still some conflict of sanskars, you know, and this thing and that thing, many things happen. But because it is Baba's task, Baba is going to do something certainly, and some souls will sincerely, like now this webinar has begun, probably this will make a click, you know, in the souls that we have been talking about 30, 40, 50 years about golden age, and where am I at the moment? How far or how close am I at the moment? Probably this will make a shift in the consciousness. And about the methods, what I think is, as I have practiced, and probably not very often, but I do like it very much, that when you really sit in front of the picture of Lakshmi Narayan silently, and just go on looking at them, go on and go on and go on, and you begin to feel that smile is coming at your face. And you begin to feel that closeness to them. And second picture which comes to my mind is the picture of Trimurti, which talks about both aim and our path and destination, effort and reward. And so if we sit in front of these two pictures, I feel that this could be one of the ways that which can gradually create in us that attraction to golden age. Attraction to golden age. If I am really attracted, if I have that deep desire and if I am determined, this change will begin. And once it begins, it should not take much time.
Do you think that maybe we lost that determination to reach golden age because we change our focus a little bit on our aim in Brahmin life? And many foreigners, I think, were enthusiastic in the beginning about golden age with the deities and the peacock and the V-man and everything. And then we suddenly maybe lost interest in that because it didn't feel real to us. And it could feel a little bit like a fantasy. And everybody became more focusing on, well, just reaching our stage of perfection, focusing a lot on service for many, many years. That has become big, big part of Brahmin life. And the Avyajmurli tends to deal with the relationship we have now as BKs, having a state which is Bapsaman, Karmatit, and maybe we lost a little bit track of focusing on the golden age. Is this possible?
Yes, you are very right. But probably, you know, this is also needed in drama, the preparation. As Baba said, that until you become pure, neither you can go home, nor you become worthy of golden age. So keeping us busy in service, drawing our attention to relationships, talking about the stage of karmatit, perfection, and so on, Baba wants to prepare us ultimately that this becomes, after this, when we are reaching, for example, 98% of our purity, and then the shift begins. And we begin to shift, we begin to come to the original stage of golden age. I think this preparation is not just without any reason. It is a preparation for the golden age. We have to do it. We can't, you know, from Shudra become a deity. We are still becoming a Brahman, so to say. When we become a firm, paka Brahman, through and through, like Brahma Baba, that will be the stage of intoxication of becoming a deity.
Anasuddha Didi said in the beginning you felt you were born in a wrong world and you wanted to be born with Krishna. Now the good news is that you're going to be with Krishna in the next one. But has there been any effort that you've made in particular one day that you feel has been really helpful for you to move one step further and really finding that, okay, now this time I'm with this effort, I'm really moving much closer to my destination? Is there something that has triggered that kind of experience in your Brahmin life?
Experience of golden age, you mean to say?
Yeah, or getting closer to your golden age consciousness or golden age stage or sanskaras. Did you find that there was some specific effort that helped you?
This is actually happening, you know, when I got this mail from you that we are going to get a webinar, and that was actually the time when I was, you know, contemplating on this theme. Can you imagine? It was so wonderful. And this is why I instantly agreed to it. Whether there will be time or not, but I instantly agreed because I had started thinking of golden age. Before that, you know, I was actually, though I loved Krishna very much, I wanted to be there all the time in my childhood before Gyan. But after, as you said, after coming in Gyan, I have been enjoying more the confluence age and thinking less about the golden age. But since last a couple of months, maybe you can say that I have been thinking about on these lines, and my special attention is on that feeling, that closeness to Baba, so that my sanskars become closer to Him. Deities are the creation of God. And so when I am close to Baba, so I am being created as a deity. You know?
Very interesting, yeah. So there's a time element in it. Eh? It seems like it's a good time to be focusing on this now.
Yeah. And as far as this softness in actions and movements is concerned, this is probably like my, so to say, in my being, in my nature. You know, I try that, or, you know, it is quite, not even try, it becomes quite natural for me, not to be noisy or something like that while doing different things. But as far as this closeness and sanskars is concerned with Baba, that I feel that has started more now, keeping golden age in my awareness. That is the thing.
Please go ahead.
Yeah, I want one more thing I wanted to say, that when this yoga with Baba, the truth, becomes natural, another stage which the soul reaches is that the soul becomes free from making mistakes, because there is yoga with the truth. And when the soul becomes free from making mistakes, and golden age is the world free from mistakes, then there is accuracy in actions, and there we call 16 celestial degrees perfect, perfection in every action. So when no mistakes, leading to accuracy in actions, and this accuracy brings contentment, because the result is very positive. And when you are contented with the self, others are contented with you, you are naturally happy and cheerful. And so this cheerfulness becomes a natural nature of Brahmins, and the golden age comes closer.
I was just going to ask you, what's your favorite aspect of the golden age, but you almost took us there with this contentment and the state of easiness also.
Yeah.
Lovely, Didi Siddha. When we think about it, sometimes we feel that there's a big gap between this description of the Golden Age and what we are today. What do you think is the main blockage for us to make that leap, you know, towards the Golden Age of consciousness?
I think this, we know the answer to this, that this is just the old habit of coming in body consciousness and some limited desires, maybe on the field of service, among Brahmins, some kind of competitions, and you know, this is blocking the way. And therefore, if I want to remove this block from my path, there is a need of really sitting in solitude with the self, talk to the self, and as I said, that to convince the self that, oh soul, you really want to prepare for the Golden Age, isn't it? You have become a Brahman, you have come to Baba, and what for? Your final aim is to become a deity, to help Baba in his task of world transformation, in creating Golden Age. And so we need to really, just Baba says, to be a lover of solitude, to talk to the self, to be antarmukhi, to be introvert. And this introvertness will bring, you know, that kind of attainment inside, as Baba has been saying, antarmukhi sada sukhi. The introvert person is really happy and contented. And so when we begin to do this, these blockages, you know, obstacles, they will be removed. And we will move further.
Lovely. Listening to you, we almost feel we're into a meditation stage now. So maybe we can continue for a few minutes if you want to share a few thoughts that will give us an experience, as if we just keep moving along in that line of being introverted and going into that subtle experience. We'd love to hear a few thoughts from you, and we'll just contemplate with you.
Yeah, okay. So, keeping in my awareness the coming world, the Golden Age, I start my journey from my home. I am a soul, a shining star, sparkling like a diamond. I am pure and peaceful. I am full and content. I am in my home, the abode of light, infinite light. I am light. From this home of light, I begin my journey to another beautiful world. I enter a beautiful, lovely, perfectly pure body. My costume. I open my eyes and see around me equally beautiful souls in their beautiful costumes. They are all happy to see me, to receive me, happy too. I smile, and they smile too. There is a sound of soft music and light all around. One of these beautiful beings takes me in her arms. The touch is so pure, soft, and gentle. I am lying on the bed, just smiling. A little bird comes and sits on the window by my bedside. This little bird smiles at me. I smile in return. To express its happiness, the little bird begins to make movements and sound. The movements are like a dance, and the sound like a melodious music. While enjoying this dance and music of my friend, the little bird, my eyes slowly begin to close, while there is a lovely smile on my face, and the little bird flies away. Oh, shit.